Good afternoon. My name is Njal. I'm from Germany and I live in Oroville almost 18 years. I heard about Oroville when it was founded in 1968. I was then at the university in Berlin, and one of the teach-ins when we made our student revolution, it was announced that here somewhere in South India, Oroville will be founded by a funny woman called the Mother. And in these days, we felt, oh my God, what's that? That's not for us. We wanted revolution. We wanted, like Che Guevara, to change the world. Huh? So anyway, but then something happens in my life, and so that I came back again to a spiritual path. And I remembered Oroville, and I felt I will go here and I will check out how it is. And so when I came the first time in the late 80s, I felt very attracted to Oroville, and in 1990 I gave myself the chance to settle down, and I'm still here. I thought I come here to Oroville to do something for my inner life. So, but I found out it's not possible. There are so many problems in the outer world, and the environment was quite, in my perception, quite down. I saw, okay, I it seems I have to do here something for the environment, what I have done in Germany before. I was quite active in the German environment movement. So the last thing what I'm doing now is to campaign for organic agriculture. And we are a small group of three up to five people doing this. And since Oroville has lots of cashew-topes here inside of our area, and many of these topes are still in the possession of the villagers, and they spray heavy pesticides. And we wake up in the morning in a poisonous cloud and suffer a lot about it. So I started with some people 7 years ago a campaign against pesticide spraying. So, but what I was asked now, and what I have done now, I wrote an article about yoga and the cashews. So what I understood in this kind of work, when we want to do here integral yoga, that we really should do integral yoga. And in my understanding, it means that we should integrate our full life, and full life means our so-called private life and our working life into the whole thing of life. So when I go now is the harvesting season for the cashews. When I go now into the cashews, I, for example, can do Hatha yoga in the cashews. And that means I do something useful for the community, and I do something useful for myself. I do something for my health. When I am in the cashew trees, I just stretch my body to pick the cashew apples. And I climb on the trees, I shake the trees, my body is totally vibrating in this work. I have to crawl down under the twigs and branches which are going down to the ground, and stretch my body and twist the spine to right and left. I roll my eyes up and down, all this kind of things what you are doing in Hatha Yoga. You can combine with this kind of work, of course not with all the work. So this is the first part I wrote in this article, to integrate Hatha Yoga into the daily work and not to exclude the things, to make a synthesis out of it. So the second part describes a little bit to do this work also, or to do this Hatha Yoga and the work together consciously. That means really to concentrate on what you do and how you do it. So in order to, let's say, to stretch a little bit not only the body but also the consciousness. Mm-hmm. So by doing this, I harvest, beside all these beautiful cashew apples and cashew nuts, I harvest something else. And this we call happiness. Mm-hmm. And this no one can buy in the world with any kind of money. So this can be only harvested by a certain kind of awareness of attitude, how we do our things, how we work. So in this way, I harvest two things, economically, let's say the nuts, and psychologically, happiness. So then the idea came, my God, why is this community not doing things like that? When I sit there, for example, under a cashew tree, it is really hot outside, it was partially 40 degrees Celsius. Under the cashew trees, it is maybe 30 degrees. Huh? It is cooling so much down under the tree, so I don't need any air ventilation for this work or air condition. So, but when I sit there in the morning at 7 o'clock, then I see through the leaves all this strong Orwellians jogging and or walking or cycling in order to do something for their health. And after 1-2 hours, I see them again on their motorbikes, and then they run or ride to their working places. And it goes not really into my mind. Why can we not integrate this? So why can one, when one is working in the town hall, not go on the cycle to the town hall and give it 5 minutes more, because it costs a little bit more time maybe with the cycle? But we integrate it. We do something for our health, we do something for our happiness, we are much more relaxed when we arrive at our horrible desk, and then we can sit 8 hours behind the desk and use the desk as a protection shield against all the other people who are coming and want something. Anyway, but at least we could make some breaks in this kind of old patterns. Okay. But this is not happening here. So, also at lunchtime, the same people, they sit then on their motorbikes and ride them to the solar kitchen. It is not even 2 kilometers from here. So one can walk, and do something again for one's health, for one's happiness, and does not pollute. So this is all integrated when we walk, when we use a cycle, when we do this with our consciousness, that we want to change something. We know we have to change this. We cannot continue this kind of lifestyle here in Oroville and on the world. And when Oroville wants to be a model, we should be the first people who change this and change ourselves and change this kind of attitude towards nature, towards the earth. We cannot live on the health cost of the earth and on the health cost of other people, what we do when we pollute. So the third and last suggestion I do in my article is that I suggest, okay, instead of driving with your motorbike to your desk in the morning, come into the cashews, help me, and we do this kind of hatha yoga and the cashews together. You do something and I do something for my health, for your happiness, and after this, okay, you go to your desk. And then by reaching a point of being more happy, being more satisfied, I am sure that we would come in the end to different decisions here in Oroville for our organization. How do we want to treat each other, our relationship between each other, our economy, because when we do this voluntarily, we don't have to hire people, we don't have to pay them. So this kind of money, it would come back to a village economy, which is a family economy. So the whole family goes, when they all own a cashew field, the whole family goes into the cashew field and they harvest the cashews. They don't count the time. It is fully alien for them. But for us, we are so smart, we have to divide our time into units, and we have to count this time into paisa or into dollar. And then when we are effective with the dollar, then we are effective. And all this kind of thinking, in my understanding, is totally wrong. So we would be much more effective when we, again, I repeat, when we work for our own health, for our own happiness, and we don't pay too much attention to all this money success.